Robert Braswell and Paul Menig are going to be with us for Tech Talk with TMC coming up here in just a little bit. So stay tuned for that. And right after that, we're going to talk some more. And then right after that, KC Phillips and Road Dogg Live. Time for Tech Talk with TMC, brought to you by Odyssey, Finplate Pure Lead Batteries, with plenty of deep cycling reserve power, and engine cranking pulses up to 3,125 amps for 5 seconds. That's double that of equally sized conventional lead acid batteries. OdysseyBattery.com, or the sponsor page at RadioNemo.com. And good morning. Welcome to Tech Talk with TMC. Paul Menig and Robert Braswell will kick off 2024, and not 74 that we've just been talking about. But very quickly want to remind you that any TMC recommended practice that may be discussed today reflect the consensus of TMC members, and they're offered as recommendations only, and everyone must first determine for themselves if they're safe and appropriate for their operation. And remember, too, TMC does not endorse any product, person, or service, and the opinions expressed on the show today are those of the individual, not necessarily the opinion of his or her company, nor of TMC, unless otherwise stated. And today's special offer, and there always is one, and it's a great one, the PMI Manual for Technicians, $25 plus shipping and handling. But better thing to do is to join TMC with 1 to 100 trucks. You're considered a small fleet in that bunch, and you are more than welcome to join TMC at a super discounted price. And the number to get in touch is 866-821-3468. And with that, here is Robert Braswell, Executive Director of the Technology and Maintenance Council. Happy New Year, Robert.
Happy New Year to you, Dave. Great to be back here for Tech Talk with TMC. Looking forward to a fantastic 2024 and a Happy New Year to all of our listening audience. Today, we're very pleased to have on the program with us Paul Menig, who is CEO of Business Accelerants. He's also the Executive Director of the Transportation Safety Equipment Institute, or TSEI. He's quite an interesting veteran of the trucking industry. He's been a longtime TMC member. He's a TMC Silver Spark. Look, he's very active with our TMC Future Truck Committee. It's the group at TMC that takes a look at where trucks and truck maintenance should be 5, 10, 20, 30 years down the road. And that's going to be the subject of our discussion today on Tech Talk with TMC. Welcome to the program, Paul.
Well, thank you, Robert, and good to see hear you, Dave, as well. It's a new year, and I think we're going to be talking about not just this year, not even next year, but we're going to be talking about 2027, 2030, 2040, and 2050 when we start talking future trucks. So it's going to be, in some ways, mind-blowing for some along the way.
There's a lot of activity going on at TMC regarding all of those different time eras and what equipment needs are going to be from both the end user perspective and also other segments of the industry, too. Let's start from the back of the combination vehicle and work our way forward. We've been doing a lot of work with trailers of late, particularly with respect to all the smart trailer technology that's going on the trailer. And in addition to that, some of the new connectivity that we're looking to migrate to as the tractor and trailers get more complicated. Isn't that right?
Yeah. You know, throughout most of my time working at Daimler and Eaton, we always called it a dumb trailer. It was just something that the tractor pulled along. But I've learned since then that there's a lot more to the trailer, both from how it runs and the importance of the trailer. I can remember one of my first things I was doing with tractors was working with U.S. Express, and they talked about the fact that if their truck was down for any reason, if I made a mistake in my design, what it was going to cost them to do things. And they also always talked about the hot shrimp load was what I remember them talking about, that the value of that shrimp. And as I've gotten to know more and more about what we're carrying in those trailers and the importance to our economy, it's become more amazing to me. So we've got Food Safety Modernization Act that one most recent thing I read, and starting in 2 years from now, January of 2026, they will begin enforcing the rules for tracking temperature in the trailers for those people that are involved with food. So that's the, maybe 10 or 15% of the people out there running trucks with trailers where they have a refrigerated trailer. And those trailers now have multi-zones. They have telematics associated with them to be able to track that. And the people that are the drivers that are involved with the refrigerated trailers are going to have to exchange information at docks and a variety of other places to actually make sure that the temperature has been maintained throughout that. So that's one thing that's driving the trailers to move from being dumb to being smarter. Another thing we talked about briefly ahead of time was this last year, all of the four major truck manufacturers brought out their Super Truck 2 demonstrators and showed those off to the world. And every one of them had some powertrain components on the trailer to help with getting the vehicle to move forward and try to get to the kind of ton mile capability of low usage of fuel in them, and electrification and 48 volts. So there's a whole lot of things that are going on with the trailers that are being driven by some legislation that's already law, just not being enforced, that's coming into play. And then what I've seen too is we've been working on trailer tire pressure for a long time, and it's able to be monitored, but now people want to get that information remotely. And I'm expecting and actually trying to foster the idea that we'll be able to use a lot more pattern recognition, artificial intelligence to look at the tires on a trailer and be able to tell when they need to be replaced. I know throughout my career, we've taken tires and moved them from the drive side of the tractor to the steers, and then eventually the trailer gets the leftovers, was the way it was it seemed. But I think with what we were talking ahead of time with 2027, 2030, with fuel economy regulations and things, that those trailer tires are probably going to become a little bit more important to making sure that things are done correctly. So, Robert, you mentioned the connection. So back 5 years ago or more now, well, actually, if we go back 25 years ago, we ended up having a discussion because the government decided that the tractor needed to know if the trailer anti-lock brakes were working or not. And we didn't have any way of getting the information from the trailer ABS system up into the dash so the truck driver could know that there was a problem. And we came up with a solution that put a communications line on top of the power signals that went back there so that we didn't have to change the connector for the majority of the trailers out there. But even then, we knew that about 15%, as I recall from the survey we did, already had a second connector for something. It could be for a lift gate, it could be for power, or anything that people were putting on the trailer. When we redid that survey about 5 years ago now, we found that that had increased to in excess of 50% of trailers and tractors had a second connector for something connecting them. So we began looking at what is a smart trailer going to need in the future. And I was personally thinking about 2027 when I knew there would be some new legislation for new requirements for the emissions. That would be a good time to affect a change in the connector if we're going to do it. So we ended up defining what kind of communications is going to be needed, what kind of power was going to be needed for the future, how many pins were going to be needed, how to deal with safety, We've dealt with what's going to be needed for cybersecurity in that connection. And so we've been working to define a new connection that would be, I won't say a second connector, because there's been a heavy emphasis on trying to make sure that the connection is backward compatible. But it does mean that there will be extra pins for new, smarter trailers that can deal with a lot more safety and information that's coming off of that trailer.
But it's really new technology, because you're looking at things like automotive Ethernet, CAN FD. It's not just the power line carrier that we did back in 1997.
It is in the sense of it's new to the trailer, yes. Is it new to the automotive industry? Not a chance. And it's already very heavily used in the off-road agricultural markets on a worldwide basis. They are ahead of us in terms of setting standards and coming up with ways of doing things. And that market of agricultural is also ahead in using autonomous vehicles, because they don't have to deal with traffic situations. They're basically looking to go down a straight line. They're looking to stay out of the trees.
It makes a big difference.
It's a much easier environment. Yeah. But
sure
that puts
does.
Them ahead of us in technology. But it's going to be new to our quote unquote dumb trailers, but it is not new to the industry and what all of us do on a regular basis with, you know, I'm talking to you on the radio. We're going over a satellite. I'm using a cell telephone to make the connection. I'm using Bluetooth earbuds to communicate to the phone. And yet everybody out there on the road is hearing us. It's wonderful.
So we see that trailers are going to be getting a lot smarter. There's going to be newer connections between tractors and trailers. That's going to make a big difference in terms of the features that end users will be able to leverage. A lot of new technology is going to be able to emerge onto the combination vehicle. That that poses a great prospect for improved operations. It's getting close to the 18-minute mark past the top of the hour. We're going to pull it over, take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what's in the future for combination vehicles on Tech Talk with TMC.
And when we come back from our break, Robert will have a little bit more detail for you on becoming a member of TMC, a great way to start off the new year. And of course, your membership fee is tax deductible. Don't forget, KC Phillips, Road Dog Live, coming up at the top of the next hour here on Road Dog 146. Since 1974, Bennett's been treating owner-operators and drivers like family. And Bennett has some of the top revenue earners in the industry and top-notch discounts and a nationwide network of freight opportunities and a team to help you grow your business. Opportunities are endless with the Bennett family. Open deck, heavy haul, dry van, government teams, driveway, RV, tow-away, toter, and hotshot. Lease to Bennett and join a family of dedicated professionals who take pride in their work.
We drive through.
The Bennett family of companies. Drive, the number 4, Bennett.com.
Hey truckers, later when you park your rig, go ahead, run all your accessories as long as you need to, because you're not worried about your next startup, right? You're on Odyssey Batteries. Rugged, maintenance-free, thin plate pure lead technology and massive deep cycling capability. Plenty of reserve power to run onboard accessories, engine on or off. Twice the power, three times the life of conventional batteries. Get yourself an Odyssey battery. Performance you can count on.
From travel stores and restaurants to fuel, repairs, and more, there are plenty of driver necessities waiting for you across the network of TA, Petro, and TA Express travel centers. Plus, Ultra One loyalty members can make site-wide purchases using points. Just download or update the TruckSmart app today to get started with Ultra One Point Redemption. And for more information, visit ta-petro.com/TruckSmart. Now back to Tech Talk with TMC, brought to you by Odyssey Thin Plate Pure Lead Batteries. With rugged AGM construction and non-spillable design, odysseybattery.com or the sponsor page at radionemo.com. And now back to Tech Talk with TMC once again, Robert Braswell. Robert, joining TMC at this point of the year is probably the best time to do it.
Yeah, we would love to have you as a member of TMC. It's a brand new year. If you join today as an owner-operator or a small fleet, that means you have 100 or fewer power units, you can join for the discounted annual dues of just $150. That's several hundred dollars off of the regular TMC member price. When you do that, you're going to get our recommended practices manual. You'll get a lot of other good benefits, too, including discounts to all of our products, services, and meetings. So we'd love to have you as a member. Call us today toll-free at 1-866-821-3468. Just say you want to join TMC. We'll be happy to take care of you. Also on the web at tmc.trucking.org. And now we're back to Tech Talk with TMC. We have Paul Menick here with us. We're talking about future truck and what's coming down the road for the combination vehicle, looking out 10, 20, 30, 40 years down into the future. Paul, we were talking a little bit about trailers before the break. We talked a little bit about Super Truck 2 and some of the great advances that have been made through that program. Gosh, some of the numbers I've seen, 16 miles per gallon for some of the technologies that they've been testing in the five different programs that have been underwritten by the DOE Super Truck program. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other technology that's emerging in the vehicle. And advanced driver assistance systems is a big part of that, isn't it?
It is. Because every driver knows that if there's a traffic jam because of an accident, it's cutting into their wallets. It is cutting into the time that they're doing on the road, making deliveries harder and stuff. So, yeah, anytime we can help with driver assistance systems to prevent accidents is helpful. One of the things that I see in Super Truck two that is interesting to me is something that I normally would never combine, which is electricity and water. And we do that with the help of hydrogen. Everything I see as to the future truck long-term is that we're likely to still be electrically driven. Don't get me wrong. And Kevin Otto and others have talked about this on your program. But how do you get to the electricity? And what I see for the long term for the over-the-road vehicles that are going 500, 600, 700, 800 miles a day,
right,
it's going to be a set of hydrogen tanks that are going to be providing fuel to a fuel cell, which then generates the electricity. But there's a lot of interest that's going on with the hydrogen combustion engines, and that's where we see, excuse me, some efforts already went in with Super Truck 2, and the things that people are doing for the new Super Truck 3 are already along that path, where there are ways that the engine can be designed such that it can handle diesel fuel, it can handle hydrogen for combustion, or it can handle natural gas. And I find that exciting to watch what's going to happen there. It occurs to me, though, that we talk about maintenance, of course, not just the future truck. And it's great to have all these new technologies and things. But what does that mean when you have a problem and you need to get it fixed? And that's where I would use the word chaos. We have created a lot harder opportunity to get things serviced. You mentioned TSEI. We deal a lot with the lighting on a vehicle. So think about the headlights that we have today. They're wonderful aerodynamic parts for the fuel economy, but they are very complex, very expensive. And if you have a crash and you have to replace that headlamp, it's a whole lot different than replacing a round incandescent headlamp that we had 20, 30 years ago.
Sure is.
So that means it's harder to get that part anywhere you need it out on the road. And you don't want to be sitting at a truck stop unable to run because one headlight's out and you'll be, it's an out of service criteria and you can't move because you can't get the part where you need it, when you need it. And when we talk about electrically powered vehicles, that battery is so important. It's been important to me for being able to start the vehicle for a couple of decades now. And, you know, one of our sponsors today is Odyssey, a great battery. But there are so many different batteries out there as well. And as we move to having high voltage electric batteries, it's going to make the replacement of a battery that much more difficult. I spent a lot of time putting new batteries into little trinkets for my wife for Christmas. And, you know, I had to go to the store to get a battery. I was shocked that this one little battery, little cell, was $6. And she wanted 24 of those little suckers. It was very expensive. And you take that and you put that into the truck where we've got a much larger battery and many different formulations and many different constructions. It similarly gets very difficult for the maintenance situation and where we get parts and how we get them to where they need to be. So that's one of my concerns is, and what I know that TMC will work on is, how do you guide somebody as to what replacements can be done? With that button cell, I was able to go onto a simple website, do a search on my browser, on my phone. Oh, well, that EverReady can be replaced by that Duracell, can be replaced by that Rayovac battery. And so then I could go try to find, you know, where it was. In some cases, I had to go to three stores to find it.
That's
right. You can't do that with a truck. Your truck is stuck if the battery doesn't work, and you got to get something to come to you. And so one of the things I've seen happening in the last decade is more and more mobile service capabilities and people being able to do things. And that mobile truck having really smart technicians with some really great equipment and understanding what they can or can't do to be able to get you up and running and at least get you to a place where maybe another thing can be done. We were talking about World War II and MASH and stuff. So it reminds me of, okay, we need to get you going just to get you to the next stop. Here's what we can do with the mobile service. Now here's where you need to go. We can get you there and you can get taken care of. So I'm sure that's going to be an area of activity in the TMC over the next several years for maintenance.
And of course, to the extent we can bring standardization to the industry so that you're not looking for so many proprietary designs and fitments, that certainly will help things going forward in the future. It should be just as easy to get all these specialty batteries as it is to get a Group 31. We got about a minute and a half here. Let's talk very briefly about where we're at with autonomous vehicles.
I've talked many times about the Gartner hype cycle and how things go up and stuff, and people are excited about them. Now is a kind of a little bit of a low point for autonomous vehicles. It will change as the technology gets better, but we've seen problems with the autos trying to deal with traffic situations. But it seems like the long haul truck is now focused on just getting onto a highway, driving 300-400 miles, and then getting off the highway and having somebody at the other end to be able to take control of the vehicle. And that's something that I have every reason to believe we'll see being tried by several fleets in the next couple of years, for sure, especially in the warmer climates in southern United States, where they have less worries about the effects of temperature on systems and things. So it's going to happen, and it's not going to replace jobs. It's going to create new and different jobs. I talk with people about, you know, I said I'm on a cell phone. Well, wait, I don't have somebody sitting in, like in the 1920s in a board with connectors going into it to connect me. It's done automatically, but it's created all kinds of different jobs that people have. So if you're a driver or a technician, keep learning because there's new things coming. It's going to be fun to be able to take on and do new things.
Well, one thing that's coming is the end of this segment. Paul, thank you so much for a discussion on what's coming down the road with future trucks. Dave, we're going to kick it back to you in the studios down there in New Orleans.
Great timing for the topic this morning, too, guys. Paul, thank you so much. Happy New Year. Well, who is going to be our next up to bat here on Tech Talk next week?
Next week, it's Peter Savage. We're going to be talking about working with maintenance service providers, part 3 on Tech Talk with TMC.
Can't believe we're starting a new year with you, Robert. Thank you so much. What a great heritage we have with Tech Talk with TMC from the Technology and Maintenance Council. News and weather coming up here. And now.